Today, we've been glancing ahead at 2012 and talking about developments we might see in the worlds of education, politics, business, and foreign policy. We turn now to the world of entertainment. When we asked NPR's arts reporter Netta Ulaby how we might be entertained this year, she identified two distinct trends: literary adaptations on the large and small screens, and smart, yes, smart, superhero movies. So what are the biggest literary adaptations slated for 2012?
A couple of books you might have heard of. The Great Gatsby?
No. Never. Sorry. Should I have?
Well, the movie's coming out, but it's not coming out until late next year. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio's Gatsby, Tobey Maguire as Nick, and Carey Mulligan as Daisy. The other big movie is The Hobbit, and its great strength appears to be that it looks exactly like the earlier Lord of the Ring films, although actually it's their prequel.
My dear Frodo, while I can honestly say I have told you the truth, I may not have told you all of it.
And then there's a little film called The Hunger Games.
Oh, The Hunger Games, based, of course, on the super popular young adult novel.
Now, if you aren't aware of The Hunger Games, it's about teenagers fighting to the death in this totalitarian state.
And so it was decreed that each year the 12 districts of Pen Em shall offer up in tribute one young man and woman between the ages of 12 and 18 to be trained in the art of survival.
Okay, the book series has sold more than 12 million copies. The studio that's making it, Lionsgate, invested $100 million in the budget. So this is intended to be a mass market blockbuster, not just a movie for kids.
Well, speaking of that, are there any good literary adaptations coming out this year that are just for kids?
Well, if you like Dr. Seuss and you like the environment, there is a movie version of The Lorax coming out just for you. That's in March. It's coming out on Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Now, another type of movie I know you're keeping your eye on for 2012 is the superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Although last year, that genre didn't really fare too well in theaters. Do you think this year will be any different?
I just have to underscore how last year was the year of the staggeringly disappointing superhero movie. Captain America, Green Hornet, they all just seem like villainous wastes of time and money. This year is the year of the smart superhero movie. We've got three very, very promising titles. One is The Amazing Spider-Man, starring Andrew Garfield, who was so wonderful in The Social Network. Also Emma Stone, and it was directed by the guy who did 500 Days of Summer. Then we've got The Avengers, which you could almost describe as a kind of prestige ensemble film, except it's also a big flashy action picture. It's got Robert Downey Jr. as the Iron Man, as well as Gwyneth Paltrow and Scarlett Johansson, and Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. And then we've got The Dark Knight Rises. And this is the third time out in the Batmobile for Christopher Nolan, who's the director, and Christian Bale, who's the star. And this time, Anne Hathaway joins them as Catwoman.
Well, speaking of Catwoman, she, of course, features prominently in Dark Knight Rises. And that's one of the films that seems, with the superhero genre, they touch on American politics. Here's a clip from the trailer where Catwoman channels the 99%.
You and your friends better batten down the hatches. Because when it hits, you're all going to wonder how you ever thought you could live so large and leave so little for the rest of us.
Right. They actually filmed a battle scene near Occupy Wall Street in November. And on one level, yeah, Bruce Wayne, who's Batman's alter ego or vice versa, he's the 1%. But this is also a guy who spends his night suiting up and defending the victimized. In terms of politics, superheroes have always reflected what's going on, whether it's Captain America punching Hitler on the cover of a comic book in 1941, or the X-Men that much more recently explicitly critiqued issues like homophobia or the Patriot Act.
Do you think that's why, perhaps, the superhero movie endures? Are there other reasons?
Well, blowing stuff up.
That's timeless.
But yeah, you know, and they're mythological, Rebecca. People need myths. We've relied on them for thousands of years. And superhero stories are about underdogs who become strong. And, you know, another reason why superhero movies keep getting made might be because studios just aren't doing as well as they used to. And I think they keep hoping someone in a cape is going to swoop in and save the day.
That's NPR's Netta Ulaby. She reports on arts, entertainment, and cultural trends for the NPR Arts Desk. Netta, thanks so much, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.